The class action suit involves the drug Cipro, which was originally patented and sold by Bayer. Several years before the patent was set to expire, Bayer Laboratories claimed Bayer's patent was invalid and announced it was going to market a generic form of Cipro. The two companies reached a settlement in which Bayer agreed to hold off on its plans. In return, Bayer paid its competitor nearly $400 million. Attorney Owen Armstrong Jr. told justices that resulted in higher drug prices for Wisconsin residents.
Because obviously if generic products are introduced, there has to be a lowering of the price for Cipro.
What the court is being asked to decide is whether the agreement between Bayer and Bayer Laboratories substantially affected Wisconsin consumers to the degree that they have the right to sue. Bayer attorney Fred Bartlett Jr. told justices they should not make that assumption.
If that were the law, every one of these national conspiracies that we have that where it has exactly the same effect in every state in the union could be rebrought in every state of the union. No case has gone that far.
Bartlett argued his client's settlement had already been scrutinized at a national level, and letting this case go forward in a Milwaukee trial court would be a waste of time. Attorneys for Bayer also argued it could make Wisconsin a magnet for class action lawsuits. The state Supreme Court will likely decide whether the case can go forward sometime before its term ends in June. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.